Hello, welcome to Extemp Talk. Today is May 11th, 2020, and I'm your host, Braverman Sadler. Today, we'll be asking ourselves a question. Did slavery start American capitalism? Without further ado, let's get on with the show. Those who deny freedom to others deserve it not for themselves. President Abraham Lincoln. From 1619 to 1864, slavery was a great blight on this country, sentencing millions of African Americans over the centuries to be destitute and be refused the fruits of their labor. However, thankfully, in 1864, slavery was banned from this country, making sure that for over 100 years, slavery has been out of the minds of many Americans. However, in this 21st century, that has changed, as many millennials and Gen Zers are being taught that all the wealth that they've ever seen, everything that they've ever known, was made off the backs of slaves in the 1800s. Leading us to ask the question today, did slavery in the 1800s start American capitalism? And the answer is no. Slavery only hampered the South and those that practiced it. And we can see this in three ways. First is by examining the claim of how slavery started capitalism. Second is by seeing how cotton, the primary product of slavery, was not a major contributor to the economy. And third is by seeing how the South is still paying the price for slavery. Now onto our first point of examining the claim of slavery starting American capitalism. And as Vox, a prominent liberal magazine, reports on August 16, 2019, the logic breaks down like this. Cotton in the 18th and 19th centuries was in high demand, but the South, being a primarily agrarian society, got most of its labor from slave workers. Therefore, the actual harvesting of the cotton crop was primarily done through say, slave laborers, who would then pass on the cotton to the slave and plantation owners, who would then sell it to the factories in the north. And the northern states would then turn the raw cotton into clothing and cloth that would then be distributed and sold all over the world. So the logic goes is that slavery then was the basis for the entire American economy. However, this is inaccurate. As we can see in our second point, of seeing how cotton was not a major contributor to the American economy. Now, the primary claim for how slavery started capitalism is that the primary product of slavery, cotton, funded the entire economy. However, as the Foundation for Economic Education reports on September 28th of 2019, this is simply not the case. As before the Civil War, cotton exports only made up about 5% of the U.S. GDP, making sure that cotton itself was not a major part of the American economy. However, this was different for the South, because the North, being capitalist, was able to produce all other sorts of things, whether it was ships, woodwork, or metalworking, and that funded most of the American economy. However, the South was different, because primary investment in the South was in slave labor. Bringing us to our third point, of seeing how the South is still paying the price. But as it turns out, the South, due to slavery, is currently poor today because of slave labor. And we can see this by looking at a study done by Harvard professor of economics, Nathan Nunn, in the October of 2007. In this study, Professor Nunn studied southern states, or states that had slavery, in the 1750s and the 1830s, and came to the conclusion that states that had slaves or practiced slavery in that period of time are actually currently today, or in the year 2000, are poorer than states that had no slave labor, making sure that slavery was actually in the long term more harmful for these states, as people today are still paying the costs for the slave labor done in the 1800s and before. So once again, we must ask ourselves the question, did slavery start American capitalism? And the answer is no. Capitalism only propelled the North, while slavery stuck the South, leaving the South destitute for decades after the war. But as it turns out today, it was capitalism, not slavery, that allowed the United States to become one of the most powerful nations in the world. And as we can see today, those who denied the slaves their freedom ended up paying the ultimate price. The South is still paying today, being poorer than their northern neighbors, showing that capitalism, once and for all, saved the slaves. And slavery itself is now damned to the dustbin of history. Well, that's the end of the show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. If you like the show, click the subscribe button and leave a good review. And we'll see you tomorrow for another episode of Extemp Talk.